Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. The New South Wales government has extended its hard lockdown area to more parts of Sydney. It comes after the state recorded 136 cases of local transmission of coronavirus, 53 of which were infectious in the community. The change means people living in Cumberland and Blacktown will now be unable to leave their local government areas unless they're critical workers. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the decision was made at a crisis cabinet meeting this morning.
Can I stress deeply that we really, really want everybody to follow these orders to make sure, as I said, that we contain the virus within these local government areas.
Victoria has recorded 14 new local COVID-19 cases, all linked to current outbreaks. 10 of the new cases were in quarantine throughout their entire infectious period. One of the other 4 cases is still to be interviewed. The state's lockdown is currently scheduled to end at 11:59 p.m. next Tuesday, after being extended by a week. One new case of the Delta variant of coronavirus has been detected in Queensland. The case is a Qantas flight attendant who's been on multiple flights across the state. The woman worked on 6 flights between Brisbane, Gladstone, Longreach and Hervey Bay between the 11th and 13th of July. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says she was possibly infectious from the 11th.
Given this is some time ago, if we can get all of the passengers tested, that will give a picture of whether there is a greater risk here than we're currently aware of.
Australia's medical regulator has approved the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 12 to 15. Those who have compromised immune systems and underlying health conditions will be given first access. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government hopes to roll out the vaccine to all children in that age group starting later this year. He's told the Nine Network that final approval is expected by the end of next week.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved Pfizer for kids 12 to 15. That's the first of 2 green lights that are required. The second is the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. They're well advanced in their assessments already.
State and territory leaders are expected to discuss the next stages of the vaccine rollout when National Cabinet meets this afternoon. And the federal government is awaiting a decision by the UNESCO World Heritage Committee that could label the Great Barrier Reef an endangered natural site. The committee, which is meeting virtually and in the Chinese city of Fuzhou, is expected to vote on the draft decision tonight. Some Australian politicians have publicly campaigned against the reef being classified as in danger, as they fear it will hurt the image of the natural wonder. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.